Hey, Startup Hustle listeners, before we get into today's episode, I've got some exciting news to share. If you've enjoyed the insights and stories here at Startup Hustle, you're going to love what we have in store at our brand new podcast called Product Driven. I've always described myself as a product guy first, entrepreneur, software engineer, but really a product guy. I love building products. Many people struggle, though, with how to take a product idea and build a tech product, while software engineers struggle to understand the business side of things and they just don't see the big picture. My new podcast, Product Driven, is about that gap between business and the tech side of building software. It's designed for startup founders, tech leaders, software engineers, and anyone who loves tech and startups. Thank you for being part of this community. Enjoy this episode of Startup Hustle, and please subscribe to Product Driven in your podcast app, and you can also check it out on YouTube. Thank you so much.
And we're back for another episode of Startup Hustle, a podcast for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. If you want to start, own, or build a business, then you're in the right place. We bring you the real truth about what it's like to take something from concept to launch. From growth, innovation, experience, failing, or winning big, we've got you covered. So let's get down to business with another episode of Startup Hustle, brought to you by Fullscale.io. And we're back for another episode of Startup Hustle. Matt DeCourcy here to have another conversation I'm hoping helps your business grow. Now, there's a lot of things and events and stuff that go on for entrepreneurs, for startup founders, for lots of different people. And, you know, even to the point where you can feel oversaturated with this stuff. So it becomes important that you pick the events that have the best bang for the buck. And that's what we're going to end up talking about today. And I'll just jump right into this. Today's episode of Startup Hustle is sponsored by GEWKC. Now, that stands for Global Entrepreneurship Week. It's taking place in Kansas City soon, from November 16th through the 20th. You can go and learn about GEW and register for all the events at gewkc.org. Now, here's the thing. You don't have to be in Kansas City to do this. So, you know, we have listeners all over the world. So you can come join us locally. So here to talk to me more about that is Jenny Miller. And Jenny's the network builder for KC SourceLink. Jenny, welcome to Startup Hustle.
Thank you. Thank you for having us today. I appreciate that.
I'm excited to talk about this because I've participated in this event a couple of times. You get so many awesome people, but let's start with your backstory and even the backstory of KC SourceLink and Global Entrepreneur Week.
Great. So KC SourceLink is a network of resources to help people grow and start businesses here in the Kansas City region. As part of that, we started hosting Global Entrepreneurship Week in 2008, which was actually when Global Entrepreneurship Week started. It is a worldwide celebration of entrepreneurship, and Kansas City is a premier location for that. So we are happy to be back, happy to have Global Entrepreneurship Week, and so glad to be offering this virtually this year to be more inclusive of everyone throughout the region and the world, to be honest.
Yeah, I mentioned this is a cool event. So, you know, and this is one you want to pay attention to. And it's got so many different presenters. I mean, I think there was probably 100 different sessions last year. Now, if you're curious, we did a live podcast at Global Entrepreneurship Week in 2019. And, you know, that was a lot of fun. We've done that twice. And, you know, I also gave a presentation about how to start a podcast. What are some of the events and stuff that people can participate in that seem popular?
So 2020 is an unprecedented year for most everybody. And with that, we were trying to be very responsive to what the entrepreneurs and business owners needed throughout Kansas City, and then especially throughout the Midwest, and especially those that can't tap into this type of event normally with where they're located for various reasons. So we did some pretty intensive surveying of entrepreneurs to see Do you want another event? What type of content are you looking for right now? What would be most relevant for your business right now to help you start or grow? And what does that look like? So we took all of that information and we have created what we're calling primetime events. So primetime events are, again, those that the entrepreneurs have told us, this is what they want to hear. So we did an all call for presenters to come in on these topic areas. And those events have been selected. The presenters are selected and they're available for everybody to go look at right now at gewkc.org. Now, we know that those selected events are not going to be suitable for everybody. And Matt, as you mentioned, we try to be as inclusive as possible with this. So we are now open for community event submissions. So any individuals, yourself as being someone with a very successful podcast or someone else that maybe has an expertise in marketing or social media that wants to share that with the community can submit those events and we'll add those to the agenda as well. So the agenda is continuing to grow. We are looking for more people to share their expertise and their knowledge, but we're also then hoping to bring this to the entrepreneurs and businesses that need that knowledge. Something that's interesting about Global Entrepreneurship Week Kansas City that isn't very common with other conferences is that people can tap into the events that are most relevant for them right now. So we have 6 tracks that people can look at, startups, marketing, funding, growth, inclusive ecosystems are to name a few. People can look for the track that they're most interested in. They can look for events based on days and times, and then they can attend those events. They can attend one event throughout the week, or they can stay and attend as many as possible.
And once again, this is all virtual this year, so you don't have to be in KC. And even though you can go to gewkc.org and sign up, you can do that from anywhere in the world, which I think is going to be interesting.
And we're hoping that's one of the things that we're hoping to reach more people and help people make those connections. A lot of times we get stuck in our ecosystems with where we're geographically located. And instead, let's bridge some of those divides and look at making connections with our entrepreneurs throughout the world.
So you mentioned earlier that you and everyone at KC SourceLink and GWKC had reached out asking for input from entrepreneurs about what was important to them. Now, what were some of the common responses?
We have had a lot of, as to be expected, a lot of people are looking for resiliency and recovery. We have a lot of businesses that were impacted by this pandemic. People are looking for ways to use technology, access to technology, and then using technology to maybe pivot their business or making their businesses more accessible to people in electronic format. So we have events that are coming in to help teach people how to do that, or how to better market your businesses electronically, maybe if you were dependent upon foot traffic before. We have also seen that several businesses have actually had an uptick in business throughout this pandemic. So we're seeing how do we grow our business in the midst of a pandemic and what does that look like? So we have content featured for those entrepreneurs. We have also, throughout the course of KC SourceLink, we've had a couple different recessions that we've helped people through. And one of those big things is when recessions hit, people lose their jobs and they don't want that to affect them moving forward. So we're seeing people start businesses at alarming rates right now, either out of necessity or out of opportunity. So we're looking to bring additional education and events for those people that are looking to start businesses.
You know, my entrepreneur story began right after what is commonly known as the housing bubble of 2008. And, you know, like I had to reinvent my life and kind of just stumble, you know, in my book, Million Dollar Bedroom, there's a section called My Accidental Business, you know, and it was like, I was looking for something, but I didn't really know what, but sometimes, what do they say? Necessity is the mother of invention. Yep. So, you know, that's an interesting statistic that I hadn't considered is a lot, you know, when Look, when you get backed into a corner, you know, there's a lot of people. Well, you sink or you swim. Get rid of the corner. You're either going to sink or you're going to swim. And here's the thing, is halfway between the surface and the ocean floor is still drowning. So there's a lot of people that have a lot of fight in them. And you know what? Like, if that's you, like, more power to you. Like, I'm just such a big believer that we choose the things that we want to be good at, and then we decide whether we're going to be good at them or not. And part of that is, you know, I'm 45 years old at this point, and it's funny because I work in tech and I have 200 employees, and I'm the fifth oldest person in the company. So, you know, but there's with that, I've had to be a constant learner and figure stuff out. Now, you know, I'm very open about the fact that I've dropped out of 5 colleges. I don't have an MBA. I didn't go to Harvard or anything like that. Now I've become a subject matter expert in a lot of stuff because I fully immersed myself for a long period of time in the subject. And I think that it starts by going to stuff like this. We didn't point this out earlier. I'm assuming this is free again. Am I wrong? Or is that?
It is. No, we are making this free for everybody. So it is all free. We do have some grant funding that is coming in to help support this and sponsorship dollars so that it is free and accessible to everyone.
So you can have the same offer we have on the podcast. If people don't like it, they can have their money back, right?
Exactly.
Hey, so you heard it here first, people. The price is right and a money back guarantee. So yeah, I want to just recap something. So you had mentioned earlier that Global Entrepreneur Week, KC, and go to gewkc.org. There's a link in the show notes. So just scroll down and click it. You're going to have primetime events, and those are going to take place each day from November 17th through the 19th. And you're going to feature 4 hours of programming and networking on an interactive, engaging virtual platform that, once again, you can find from anywhere. Now, by the way, I think that's going to be cool. I'm interested to see how many people get involved from, you know, people have listened to this podcast in 190 countries, and I didn't even know there were 190 countries until I learned that. I didn't. And the first question I had is, how do we get in? How many countries are there? And I was told 200 or something. I was like, well, how do we get in the 10 we haven't had a listener? We came up with some interesting plans, like hot air balloons dropping old iPods programmed with the podcast into North Korea. Now, you don't have to be that elaborate to get involved with this. And now look, anytime stuff happens that isn't great, people often want to look at the bad. And the thing is there is actually a lot of opportunity out there. And you are 100% correct. Now, look, a lot of people got dealt a shitty hand. And, you know, it happens. And that's part of entrepreneurship. It's part of the gamble you take betting on yourself. But there are a lot of people, I've talked to a lot of people who made successful pivots or did something just slightly different. And in many cases, a lot of people have been pushed into a scenario where they're like, oh, I didn't need that big office the same way I did or other stuff. So, you know, I think that those events right now would be really useful. And once again, the price is right. So, and let me finish your promo here, because GEWKC will also open up virtual and small in-person community events. And those are going to be from the 16th through the 20th of November. And those are throughout the community and expanding into the region to grow the reach of the annual event. Once again, gewkc.org. So there is going to be a small in-person.
We are leaving that up to communities. So we know the community.
How do we define communities? Like, what does that mean? Is it like, can I start a community, or does that mean like an actual like community, like a neighborhood?
A neighborhood, or if there's a certain group of people that want to get together and they want to host a small in-person event, we're leaving that open for them. We know that people like to learn differently. They like to connect differently. So as organizers, we are not going to host in-person events. However, if there is someone in Camdenton, Missouri, that wants to host an in-person event, we're happy to include that event in GEWKC and then let them do the in-person event and follow their local rules and regulations with their health department.
Okay, yeah. Oh man, you talk about weird complexity and stuff like that. People keep asking me when we're going to reopen a podcast, our podcast studio, and I just say someday. You know, it's like there's so much to deal with and a lot of responsibility. I want to say I really commend the, I'm sure that all of this really threw a hard curveball at. So it's Casey SourceLink. And let's talk about SourceLink for a minute. Because, well, first off, what is it?
So Casey SourceLink is a network of resources to help people start and grow their businesses. So we have over 240 partners across the Kansas City Metro that provide free and low-cost assistance. It's our job to know who those organizations are, what they do, the types of businesses that they work with, and then the programs and services that they offer. We then operate a hotline. We have a comprehensive website so that any type of business can call us, can send us an email, can connect with us in social media. And we can look and see, okay, what type of business are you? Where are you at in this process? And help lay out a plan for them to help them reach their goals and get to the next step, connecting them with the people, the programs, the organizations that they need to accomplish each step of that plan and move forward. So everything we do is
that's important for listen up people like, and whether it's in Kansas City or somewhere else, like I'm going to just plug this everywhere because there's organizations like Casey SourceLink in other cities too. Yeah. And now you mentioned there's 240 people that, you know, and look, these are organizations that want to help you get your business started and they want to help you get free stuff or get, I don't know, just check it out. I mean, it's worth your time. I think that an entrepreneur that wants to start a business or do anything owes it to themselves to see what kind of resources that are out there. You know, well, I'll give you an example. You know, someone that's involved with Startup Hustle and a business that my company, Full Scale, has invested in, Roy Scott at Healthy Hip Hop, who's been at Global Entrepreneur. Roy is, for my perspective, is the king of maximizing everything mm-hmm. out there. I mean, he is literally a golden god at grants and all of this stuff. And then coupled with a mid six figure investment for my business, he has sprung that in. It's been a long fight mm-hmm. it's been a lot of work. But you cobble these things together and they're out there. Now they're not going to come find you. Like, SourceLink doesn't come find you and say, you know what? We heard you want to start a business. So what do they just go to kcsourcelink.com or is there another process?
Nope. They can go to kcsourcelink.com. We have a very comprehensive website. So I always recommend that people just pick up the phone and call us. You'll talk to an actual person on the other end that can talk to you about your business right now. What do you need? Where are you at in this process? What does this look like for you? So that we can ask some of those key questions that maybe you're not asking yourself as a new entrepreneur or as someone that's been so heads down in your business, to make sure that we are getting you connected with those resources that are going to be right for you right now.
What are a couple of the primary questions that you'll ask someone if they call in or if I'm inquiring, like I always find this interesting because they're probably pretty obvious when you think about them. And then I bet a lot of people haven't thought about them.
So we get a lot of people that just, I want to start a business and I'm not sure what business to start. So it's interesting to talk to those individuals and see, okay, like what's motivating you to start a business? Have you done research to see maybe what are some gaps that you have expertise in that could fill those gaps? So looking at the very, very early stage of what does this look like for you? What's motivating you to do this? Where's your skill set that you can maybe bring some expertise? And then who's going to pay you to do that? That's something that we ask people quite often. Who's going to pay you? What does this look like so that we can start to build out a business model with them?
There's a very important question that was right at the beginning. It's like, you know, if you don't know, if you want to start a business, do it around something that you're interested in or passionate about, because it doesn't matter if you are the greatest entrepreneur or the worst. I can guarantee you that you're going to get put through the ringer. We all do. And I know some really, really successful people. I've done okay myself. And guess what? It's been a roller coaster ride the whole way. There's not one person that I know that we've had people, we have billionaires on the show, people that have massive exits, and they will tell you how excruciatingly hard it was to get there. And the thing that drives you through those moments in time is your passion for what you're doing. So if you're trying to start a business related to a solution, and look, good businesses solve a problem. They solve some problem on some level. So solve a problem you're passionate about. Because the thing is when you hit those tough moments or you wake up and you're like, what did I do here? It gets you through it. And, you know, like I'm really passionate about all the different stuff that I do. And I'll attest to that. I mean, is that something that is suggested that people consider?
Yes. And I think you hit the nail on the head here that you will be eat, sleeping, and dreaming about this when you decide to launch, if you decide.
Yep.
You know? And there's
forever. It doesn't go away. Yeah, it doesn't go away. Look, I'm so involved in my business, is so ingrained in my life. I tell people, I'm like, I hear it speak to me. And, you know, I wake up in the middle of the night, almost like spider sense style, so at like 3 a.m. And I wish I didn't, because I need the sleep. But, you know, like it becomes a part of you. It's like a child. Actually, children can on some days be easier and sometimes not. But yeah, there's a lot. So the thing is, though, is getting around something that you're interested in that you want to do is important, because it gets you past the tough moments. And you know, another thing, you know, life's too short to not do things that you want to do. So exactly. It is what it is. All right. So, you know, once again, go to gewkc.org worldwide, people worldwide. And for those that are watching our live stream, which if you have not tuned into that, we live stream our recordings now, and you can find those at Startup Hustle YouTube, at Startup Hustle Facebook. Also, make sure to check out Startup Hustle TV, which is one of the crazier things that I've ever launched. We're going to do a web series about entrepreneurship. We might have to stop by Global Entrepreneur Week and see what you guys are up to down there, because I love the ecosystem stuff. Now, speaking of which, let's talk about our hometown, okay? Because we're here in KC. I'm from Kansas City. I grew up in Kansas City. My family has been in the state of Kansas since 1870. And this is my spot, man. I went to Kansas University at one point, go Jayhawks. And let's talk a little bit about the scene here in Kansas City. Because honestly, we fly below the radar, but there's a lot of really cool stuff that goes on here. And I continue to see it evolve. So what are you seeing with the trends here in our hometown and the startup scene?
So we have a lot of resources, an abundance of resources. I mentioned early, more than 240 organizations are here to help people start and grow businesses. And with KC SourceLink, we make it very easy for people to access those resources. So that's something that we have going in Kansas City that a lot of other communities don't have going for them, that really sets us apart from those other ecosystems throughout the nation and throughout the world. We also have seen an increase in available capital for our entrepreneurs and businesses. This is equity capital as well as debt. We have some really great organizations in Kansas City that are working in micro-lending, that are working to bridge divides, racial divides, geographic divides, in order to make sure individuals everywhere and anywhere has access to capital to start and grow businesses. And we've seen a lot of growth in that in Kansas City over the last 5 years. We are also seeing some concerted efforts to make sure that entrepreneurship and innovation is growing and thriving in the Kansas City community. Really, entrepreneurship is supported by the civic community, by the philanthropic community. And we see that entrepreneurship is known to bring our economy back. So we're seeing a lot of people support through education, through funding, through various other mechanisms, entrepreneurship, and the ecosystem that we have going in Kansas City.
Yeah, we've had some fun signal flares that have flown up related to that. And I'm going to give some shameless congratulations to two different companies that are Startup Hustle alumni. First off, we had Backlot Cars. So Josh, it's my buddy Josh, COO over at Backlot. I was on the podcast last year, and Chris Cheatham at Rich Genius. And, you know, amazing examples of cool stuff. And, you know, you talk about the things trickling down. So my often co-host on the show and business partner at Full Scale, Matt Watson, exited Vint Solutions 10 years ago at this point, done quite well. And you see these things. So when I reached out to congratulate Josh at Backlot, he made a comment about Watson paving the way in that regard. So, you know, these things occur generationally. And, you know, now after Vint Solutions, there's you had Backlot, there's Auto Alert and some other companies that are all around town. And, you know, that I think that's what's important. I think that's what's really neat in this town, too, is, you know, we've got, I mean, while we're calling out amazing alumni, you have like the Kemper family, and, you know, Sandy's been on the show a couple times. And there's just, you know, like a lot of really neat people that do a lot of really neat stuff. And then people like, you know, you talk about Kaufman, like Mr. K, who was the original owner of the Kansas City Royals and left nice legacies for us to continue to have entrepreneurship. So it's not a new thing. It's been going on for a long time. And, you know, it's cool to see that. And then continued with, you know, and with the support of the community to do stuff like what you guys are doing, Casey SourceLink. And once again, like, even if you started a business already, look into it. Because there's the partners that you have, they want you as a client later. So they're going to give you some free stuff to show you why they're ready for you as well. So flex it, see what happens, make your decision if you like it or don't. So
yeah.
And that's how that works, right?
Well, and you have to, if you don't know what's out there, you don't know what's going to be beneficial for you or what you can use. So at least
true.
Open yourself up to looking at opportunities and taking advantage of what you can when you can.
Yeah. And I think that the learning thing as well, like you can do all that too, you know, like experience is something you can't hit fast forward on. And, you know, that's the thing. And, you know, much like we talk about on this show, there's, oh man, if I had a time machine, the mistakes that I made early in my entrepreneurial story and everyone else's, like, you wouldn't make them again. You're like, wow, how was I that dumb? But that's the thing. And that's the beauty of knowledge. And we're in this golden age. Like, once again, you can go to gewkc.org from anywhere in the world. You don't have to be in Kansas City. Yeah. And there's, I don't know, you're going to have a lot of events. You guys always do. So different times, different subjects and stuff like that. The information's out there. Now, I want to talk a little bit about just kind of like general corporate engagement with startups. So, you know, I know you guys have a lot of partners with that, but, you know, how does that work? I mean, what is, like, you know, corporations want to be involved with startups, but I mean, tell us more about corporate engagement.
So in the Kansas City environment, we've done a lot of research. KC SourceLink is actually a program of the University of Missouri Kansas City Innovation Center. So we do a lot of research and looking at what's happening in entrepreneurship, what's going on within the Kansas City Metro. And through that, we looked at there's six imperatives that we need in order to make our ecosystem robust and thriving. We've talked about a couple of those already in access to capital, looking at access to resources and what's out there. Another one is corporate engagement. How are our large businesses engaging with our small and entrepreneurial firms? And when we have looked and asked Kansas City what's happening, what's going on, we've always looked in, the research has told us that we're weak. Our ecosystem is weak in that area. So KC SourceLink did a pretty in-depth review of what's going on and wrote a white paper that we launched in March called We Create Corporate Engagement. Throughout that white paper, we looked at corporate engagement is actually a series of five strategic exchanges between our large and small firms. So one of those is sponsorships, looking at donating money, time, also then looking at people, places, and products. A lot of your larger companies have expertise in their people, the knowledge base that they have. Maybe they have extra space that they have or their products that they can look to engage with our entrepreneurs and our smaller companies. We also looked at research and development. So looking at large companies utilizing our more nimble and agile firms to as an outsourced resource for research, or actually getting universities involved in the corporate entrepreneur engagement realm. We also then looked at investment of large companies, and then looked at supplier vendor sourcing as another way to engage. And when you start looking at corporate engagement as these five strategic exchanges, you can clearly see there are specific KPIs that corporations need to hit, and they can engage in these strategic exchanges differently based on what they need to do and report back to their stakeholders. So again, looking at corporate engagement is a large term. Breaking that down, what does it mean? It's five strategic exchanges, and there are specific ways, specific people that are set up within our corporations that help with each of those exchanges based on what our entrepreneurs need. So we're working to build out that infrastructure right now of how do you make this easier for an entrepreneur to engage with corporations. And then when a corporation knows what their KPIs are, how they can best engage with entrepreneurial and small firms.
So you have there's a couple of key points that I took notes. I actually take notes occasionally. you mentioned nimble, and that here's the thing is companies get they get big, and then they especially if they become publicly traded, they have limitations to how fast they can do things, change things. As someone with 200 employees, I will attest to it that it becomes difficult to navigate and make changes. You get a lot of people, a lot to consider. So it makes more sense for corporate entities to work with organizations like yours, because you're busy trying to identify who they should work with and get those exact channels and send them in the right ways. Now, another thing that I really picked up on there that I think is crucial, the investment part. So I'm seeing a lot of change in the way that the grant or incubator, accelerator works. And a lot of that's been led locally. Well, Launch KC, it went from giving away grants to they have corporate partners that make an investment. So here's the thing is this in my opinion, people joke, they're like, you have smart money or dumb money. Look, when you have an investor dumb money is like, hey, here's the check, I'm out. And smart money are people that can, they make your organization smarter through their experience. They shorten your sales timeline. They give you introductions. They provide value that is past the check. And when you get, there's a lot of programs and different stuff. If you get a really amazing investment or any investment from a corporate partner, then you have an amazing entity that has a vested interest in your success. And I think that is, I'm so impressed with the way I'm seeing things pivot. Cause look, I'm not, everyone will take a grant check, but I did a lot of polling. I was kind of asking people just in general. I said, would you rather have my money or would you rather have my interest in you being successful? And 9 out of 10 people said the second.
Yep.
And because that's the whole point is like when you have people invest or interested in you being successful, that's powerful.
Yep. And especially when you start looking at the people aspect of what some of our large corporations have, and you look at somebody is so good at the strategy side and that's all they do all day for that corporation. If we could share some of that knowledge out with an entrepreneur that needs help with that area, there's a huge benefit for that entrepreneur. It's going to be beneficial for the corporation's culture and for that employee. There's a lot of research that has been done on this strategic exchange and what that means and how it benefits everyone without necessarily the monetary involvement, but you see the economic impact.
Well, and the monetary involvement sometimes comes from them being your biggest client. Or who knows? And you know, here's the thing: get out there. So my whole entrepreneur process for determining whether I do anything, and I do way too much stuff. My New Year's resolution this year was to not open any new businesses. It was, and I told my wife, well, it's gone well so far, but I told my wife that, and she was like, "Yeah, right. When has that ever happened?" Because I do a lot of different stuff. But the thing is my process is I talk to people about interesting stuff, and we talk and talk and talk until it either makes sense and we do something, or it doesn't make sense and we don't. And, but that's the thing, is there's a lot of exploration at this point. Now, I used to be a little quicker to jump into things. Experience has taught me that it's okay to talk about it for a while, because what seems like a good idea on Monday, 2 Mondays later, no one might care about. And, you know, that's part of it, but reach out and see what kind of stuff's out there. Now, you know, back to the free resources and stuff like that. I have seen people cobble together hundreds and thousands of dollars worth of free stuff. Like, you know, like everything from, you know, servers to services to, I mean, all of it. There's so much out there, but once again, you don't go look for it, it ain't going to happen. You know, opportunity rarely comes and finds you. If you're out now, you shouldn't be surprised. People are like, "Oh, you're really lucky." No, I'm out looking to do stuff like all the time. And I know that I'm not going to do most of it, but you got to keep looking for it and you got to keep exploring things and see what's up. And you know, I just think it's so cool that organizations like Casey SourceLink, GEW, and go to GEWKC.org exist, because like, why not? Now, I'll tell you, I think my life would have been a hell of a lot easier if I'd known about this kind of stuff 15 years ago.
See, but we hear that all the time. That's why
I bet.
Tell everybody, KC SourceLink, just check it out. You never know what's there, and it's not going to cost you anything or hurt. So,
I got some really valuable advice maybe 5 years ago that immediately was impactful. And I've said this before, but I think it's important to know. So what's easier, climbing the mountain yourself or asking those on top to pull you up? And, you know, and that's the thing is but you got to yell up, "Hey, man, I'm down. Can you give me a hand?" Now, you yell that enough and there's enough people up there that someone will reach down and give you a hand. Now, if you're trying to climb yourself, it's so much more difficult. It's so much more difficult. So look up, have an upward outlook, and, you know, reach up, ask for help. Look, entrepreneurs want to help other entrepreneurs. There's this like weird sense of knowledge transfer. Like knowledge is meant to be transferred. And I had so many people help me. I've learned so much just from hosting this podcast and being around it and involved with it. And I've really learned people like to talk about themselves. So ask, and you know, but you don't get it if you don't ask. Mm-hmm. So ask. Now, once again, today's episode, Startup Hustle, is brought to you by GEWKC. That's Global Entrepreneur Week, Entrepreneurship Week, Kansas City. Now go to GEWKC.org. You can find it anywhere. I'm really bad about saying Entrepreneur Week rather than entrepreneurship. Now, look, when everything changes, anything's possible. You can go to GEWKC.org. We end episodes of Startup Hustle with what I refer to as the founder's freestyle. So I'm going to give you a chance to what advice do you have for the startup founders, entrepreneurs, and listeners out there? What's your best advice?
I think perseverance. Keep trying. And if you're hitting that wall, make sure you are asking for help and make sure that you're willing to take a pivot if that is what's best for your business. Especially right now with the pandemic that's happening. You hear that word used a lot, but I think people don't fully understand what it means or how it could influence their business. So being open to help, being open to suggestions would be one of my biggest suggestions or helpful hints, I guess, for entrepreneurs.
So I got all caught up in the episode and I forgot about our new technology. We had some cool comments and I'm showing those on the screen here. So loving the video background overlay for the broadcast. Looks great. Hey, thanks for noticing. Cause honestly, it was a lot of work. We want things to feel and look world class. Someone says, can we request a socially distanced tour of the new Startup Hustle studio? I'd sign up for that GEW community event. Maybe that's not a bad idea. You'll like this one. There you go. Jenny is the best.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. And what else do we have? Casey SourceLink is definitely at the top of Knowledge Mountain. And someone said, love that quote, Matt. I'm not sure which one, but thank you. So, you know, as previously mentioned, the freestyle, look, you got to just try, people. You got to get out there and try. There's a lot of people that want to help you. They want to do a lot of stuff with you. Organizations like SourceLink and GEW and you know, support those. And just look for what's out there and don't be afraid to ask for help because there are a ton of people that want to help you and will help you, but you have to ask. You have to ask. And the more you ask and the more you look and the more diligent, like you mentioned, perseverance, look, you're going to win. The people I know that are the most successful, they are tenacious as hell. They are not being told no, or they will go ask as many people as it takes. Like I'm not going to say who, but I talked to someone about getting a bank that they were looking for a bank loan. I talked to 125 banks and then someone said, yes, that's a lot of banks. But like I said, you keep looking and you just haven't talked to the right one yet. So get out there, give it a shot. If you give a chance, come check us out. I will probably have to do something now because the Facebook chat community told us we had to. So I'm going to see, I'm going to go ahead and end this episode and we can talk about that soon. So I'll see you next time, Jenny.
All right. Thanks. Have a great day.
Startup Hustle is brought to you by Fullscale.io, helping you build a software team quickly and affordably. Make sure you reach down and hit that subscribe button. Then come find us on Instagram. See you next time. We do it.